we're going to be comfortable again, Tom. We 12 minutes to go, we had a chance to go 6 up, and we missed a bad wide, and they went down and got a goal, and look, it's game on again, and we had a bad 10 minutes, Tom, again, they just looked to open us up, and they were getting on a lot of puckouts and catching a lot of ball in the air, and give us wild baller. Felt over the 70 minutes we were the better side, you know, we hurled very well, and put ourselves in a good position. We're opening a lot of spaces up front in the second half, but hurling changes that quick, Tom, you know, and look, a draw is a big result. It leaves us in our own hands. We're about getting to the final now. If you'd been bit, it could have went to head-to-head or score difference. Now, if we won our last two games, we'll definitely be in a final. So, even a victory, we're probably going to have to beat Tyrone in the last anyway. So, the draw will do us fine.
Yeah, they came here with a big reputation today, didn't they? And, you really matched them. We're the better side in the first half and deserved to be led by 12 points to 8. You had to be very happy at half time, having played against a stiff breeze.
Yeah, and we hurled well against the breeze, and we were set up well, you know, and everything was working for us. We hadn't much to change at half time, Tom. Just two or three or four unforced errors in the first half. Maybe let them get a couple of cheap scores was the only thing. But just felt when they got the goal, we kind of went in their shell a bit again, you know, and a lot of momentum swung their way, and their number 10 was giving us a lot of baller throughout.
Yeah, 110, I think he contributed.
Aye, he's a great player, and look, and he finds himself in great positions.
It's Daniel Glenn, who he credit for it.
And he's very athletic, so look, we had baller keeping tabs on him. A lot of the lower forwards, I felt our defence come out on top, a lot of them battles, especially the first 50 minutes, and that's a forward line that dismantled Armagh, you know, and scoring 5-19 or
yeah, they scored 8 goals up to today.
Yeah, and look, we they had no goals after 58 minutes or so, and I suppose they had to go for us then, Tom, but I feel, look, we took our foot off the pedal again, and we should have been more ruthless, and we're going to have to be down the line in these games.
Yeah, their second goal came from a penalty. Have you any issues with it?
I didn't see, no, I don't know what happened, and we ended up getting a black card from it too, Tom, which put us down to 14 men as well, and look, that was a big burn, because Danny was sort of tidying up around there when we were a man up, and so I need to watch the video, but look, we'll take the draw now, we're happy enough, and we'll just move on to the Warwickshire game next.
Yeah, a lot of big performances out there today. You said the defence, I thought, was very good again today. Certainly it was your best performance of the Nicky record this year.
Yeah, and I suppose we knew Roscommon coming here was going to be the game that where the levels are going to be lifted, and we've been building on that. We got over the line against Fermanagh, which is a different type of hurling, you know, they're very dogged and try to stop you. We knew Roscommon was going to try out hurlers and look, and give for a great game of hurling, and I think it suits us, Tom, when you're playing a team that's willing to go at you man for man, and it showed it, and we're well able to keep up with them, you know, and it would make for a good final if we get there, but I feel yeah. Tyrone's going to have a big say yet.
Yeah, because by virtue of that draw, they're beaten as probably have at this stage beaten Armagh, so they will go top of the league actually.
Yeah, that's right. So they're top of the league, and it's all to play for. And if we get out of Warwickshire, which is going to be an awkward enough one, Tom, even logistics and all around it, trying to organise things and get away over flights and stuff, it's very awkward. But if we can get out of Warwickshire, more than likely
two weekends.
More than likely the Tyrone match is going to be like a Nicky Record semi final, really, you know.